Well, good morning. It is February 22nd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Exodus chapter 5, Luke chapter 8, Job chapter 22, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9. So let's get into the word today. Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. And afterwards Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and go and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and besides, I will not let Israel go." And then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please, let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God, and otherwise he will fall upon us in pestilence or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you draw the people away from their work? Get back to your labors." And again Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now many, and you have them cease from their labors." And so the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters over the people and the foremen, saying, "You are no longer to give the people straw to make brick as previously. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the quota of bricks which they were making previously, you shall impose on them. You are not to reduce any of it, because they are lazy. And therefore, they cry out, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Let the labor be heavier on the men, and let them work at it, so that they will pay no attention to false words." And so the taskmaster of the people and their foreman went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I am not going to give you any straw. You go and get your straw for yourselves, wherever you can find it, but none of your labor shall be reduced." And so the people scattered throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. And the taskmaster pressed them, saying, "Complete your work quota, your daily amount, just as when you had straw. And moreover, the foremen of the sons of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten and were asked, 'Why have you not completed your required amount, either yesterday or today, in making bricks as previously?' Then the foremen of the sons of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, 'Why do you deal this way with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, yet they keep saying to us, "Make bricks." And behold, your servants are being beaten, but it is the fault of your own people.' But he said, 'You are lazy, very lazy, and therefore you say, "Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord." And so go now and work, for you will be given no straw, and yet you must deliver the quota of bricks.' The foremen of the sons of Israel saw that they were in trouble, because they were told, 'You must not reduce your daily amount of bricks.' And when they left Pharaoh's presence, they met Moses and Aaron as they were waiting for them. And they said to them, 'May the Lord look upon you and judge you, for you have made us odious in Pharaoh's sight and in the sight of the servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us.' And then Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, why have you brought this harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all.'" That was Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. Let's move on over to our next reading in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Soon afterwards, he began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. The 12 tribes were with him, and also some women who had been healed of every spirit and sickness: Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who were contributing to their support out of their private means. And when a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by the way of parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Another seed fell on the rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Another seed fell on the good soil, and it grew and produced a crop 100 times as great. And he said of these things, he would call out, as he said these things, he would call out, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." The disciples began questioning him as to what this parable meant. And he said, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those beside the road are those who have heard. And then the devil comes and takes away the words from their heart, so that they will not believe the word and be saved. And those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked out with worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed of the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance. Now, no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it over with a container, or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be made known and come to light. And so take care how you listen, for whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have even what he thinks that he has shall be taken away from him. And his mother and brothers came to him, and they were unable to get to him because of the crowd. And it was reported to him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now, on one of those days, Jesus and his disciples got into the boat, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And so they launched out, but as they were sailing along, he fell asleep, and a fierce gale of wind descended on the lake, and they began to be swamped and to be in danger. And they came to Jesus and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he got up and rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped and became calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the waters, and that they obey him?" Then they sailed to the country of Gennesaret, which is opposite Galilee. And when he came out of onto the land, he was met by a man from the city who was possessed with demons, and who had not put on any clothing for a long time, and was not living in a house but in tombs. And seeing Jesus, he carried out and fell before him and said in a loud voice, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man, for it had seized him many times, and he was bound with chains and shackles and kept under guard, and yet he would break his bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him, and they were imploring him not to command them to go away into the abyss. Now there was a herd of many swine feeding there on the mountain, and the demons implored him to permit them to enter the swine, and he gave them permission. And the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down in the steep bank and into the lake, and they were drowned. And when the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran away and reported it in the city and out of the country. And the people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they became frightened. And those who had seen it reported to them how the man who had been demon-possessed had been made well. And all the people of the country of Gerasenes and the surrounding district asked him to leave them, for they were gripped with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons had gone out was begging him that he might accompany him. But he sent him away, saying, "Return to your house and describe what great things God has done for you." And so he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. And as Jesus returned, the people welcomed him, for they had been waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowds were pressing against him. And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And while they were all denying it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him and declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Now, while he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But when Jesus heard this, he answered him, "Do not be afraid any longer. Only believe, and she will be made well." And when he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her, but he said, "Stop weeping. for she has not died, but is asleep. And they began laughing at him, knowing that she had died. And he, however, took her by the hand and called, saying, Child, arise. And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately. And he gave orders for something to be given to her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he instructed them to tell no one what had happened. That was Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Let's move on over to our next reading today. We're going to pick up in Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22. Job 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite responded, Can a vigorous man be of any use to God, or a wise man be useful to himself? Is there any pleasure to the Almighty if you are righteous, or prophet if you make your ways perfect? It is because of your reverence that he reproves you, that he enters into judgment against you. Is not your wickedness great and your iniquities without end? For you have taken pledges of your brothers without cause and stripped men naked. To the weary you have given no water to drink, and from the hungry you have withheld bread. But the earth belongs to the mighty man, and the honorable man dwells in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the strength of the orphans have been crushed. Therefore snares surround you, and sudden dread terrifies you, or darkness, so that you cannot see, and an abundance of water covers you. Is not God in the height of heaven? Look also at the distant stars, how high they are. And you say, What does God know? Can he judge through the thick darkness? Clouds are a hiding place for him, so that he cannot see, and he walks in the vault of heaven. Will you keep to the ancient path, which wicked men have trod, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundations were washed away by the river? And they said to God, Depart from us. And what can the Almighty do to them? And yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see and are glad, and the innocent mock them, saying, Truly our adversaries are cut off, and their abundance the fire is consumed. Yield now and be at peace with him, and thereby good will come to you. Please receive the instruction from his mouth, and establish his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove the unrighteousness far from your tent and place the gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brook, then the Almighty will be your gold and choice silver to you. For then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light will shine in your ways. And when you are cast down, you will speak with confidence, and the humble person he will save. He will deliver one who is not innocent, and he will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands. That was Job chapter 22. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to pick up in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 for our final reading this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If to others I am not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this. Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord in Cephas? Or do only Barnabas and I not have the right to refrain from working? Who at any time serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock? Now, I am not speaking these things according to human judgment, am I? Or does not the law also say these things? For it is written in the law of Moses, You shall not muzzle the ox while he is threshing. God is not concerned about the oxen, is he? Or is he speaking altogether for our sakes? Yes, for our sakes it was written, because the plowman ought to plow in hope, and the thresher to thresh in hope for sharing the crops. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share the rights over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right, but we endure all things so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who perform sacred services eat the food of the temple, and those who attend regularly to the altar have their share from the altar? And so also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. But I have used none of these things. And I am not writing these things so that it will be done so in my case, for it would be better for me to die than have any man make any boast and make my boast an empty one. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I may win more. To the Jews I became a Jew, so that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without law, though not being without the law of God, under the law of Christ, so that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I might become a fellow partaker of it. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way as that you may win. Everyone who competes is in the games exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. And therefore I run in such a way as not without an aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Well, amen. That was our reading today for February 22nd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. We thank you for your grace. Indeed, Lord, may we become all things to all people that we might save, Lord, that you might use us to save, Lord. Lord, that people might come to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and really understand what it means to be forgiven. And Lord, I pray that we would be about that business today. So Lord, bless us. Bless my brothers and sisters online. Give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.